What do you do when, after a moment of good intention, you realize you've shared too much with your clients, with your audience, and with the general public? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my friends. This is tricky business in a world where everyone tells us to be transparent and authentic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs over at Heather Gray Consulting. And today's listener finds herself in familiar company, I believe. I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding and a lot of risk that comes with the new messaging we're starting to hear around transparency and authenticity in our businesses. We're encouraged to be ourselves, we're encouraged to show up as ourselves, and we're encouraged a lot of times to pull back the curtain so that it doesn't look all Instagram perfect in our lives, but to show people our real selves. What happens, though, when the fallout of doing that, even when it's well-intended, good support, and positive attention for what you just shared, becomes entirely too much? Let's dive into the letter, and I'll find you all on the other side. Heather, my personal life has broken down, and as a result, I'm feeling pretty broken in my business these days. 3 months ago, I suffered a miscarriage. Initially, I told people I wasn't well and was taking time off. When I decided to take more than a couple of days, I started to craft a story about my family situation that needed my time and attention. As I got ready to say something, I got emotional and then I got pissed. I hated the idea that I was lying. It implied that I was embarrassed or that there was something to be ashamed of, and why should I lie? So I told people, including members of my free community, the truth. At first, the support and understanding was just what I needed. Now, though, the stories of other women and their losses are flooding my email and my direct messages. Heather, I can't take all of that on. I couldn't on a good day, and now I'm not managing my own loss, and on top of it, I can't manage these heavy situations for my community. I don't know what to say, how to help them when I'm barely breathing myself, or how to get them to stop talking about it now that I opened the can of worms. This isn't my experience, but it's also not my preference. I want more boundaries with my clients. I never should have said anything. How do I tell women to stop sharing? How will it seem if I shut the conversation down? I don't want to be insensitive, but how do I get out of the mess I've made? Okay, so first of all, it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. We all make decisions and mistakes that in the moment we feel like are the end of the world and we possibly can't deal with it for one more second. So, you know, before we get there, I want you to just take a breath for a second and show yourself some self-compassion. You didn't do this in some way to get, you know, undeserved attention. You didn't do it like in what, you know, my friend Jess Lorimer and I call the homeless in the white van story, where you try to, you know, mark your pain for profit. You did this out of a genuine intention to be seen and to be visible for yourself and what you were going through, but also to not lie to your audience. And also too, I think, to follow through on a lot of the mentoring that we get these days. So you did not do the worst thing ever. And you did not make a mess of your business. You have a bunch of people who are engaging with you, connected to you, and affected by you. And yes, you need to rein it in, just like we talked last week about reining in team energy, but this is manageable. What's happening right now is you're just a little in the weeds and you're quarter past overwhelmed. So what we have to do is get you a little bit focused. And the first thing that I'm going to tell you is that the world would not end and nothing bad would happen if you just didn't respond to these comments. That the most important thing that you want to recognize in the face of your loss, and I am so sorry for your loss, and I'm so sorry for what you're living with right now. It is really hard to put on that public face when you're sort of dying on the inside. And I'm so sorry that that's your story right now, but I promise you, I'm going to work with you here, and we're we're going to get you to the other side of it. The most important thing I want you to think about is the control you have in this situation. There are no rules about this that say you have to show up, that you have to make a public statement, that if somebody sends you a direct message, you are obligated to reply. There is no right way to handle this. What we want you to do is figure out the best way for you, given where you are right now. So yes, you made a mess. Yes, it feels overwhelming, but yes, it can be cleaned up and it's not going to be that hard to do. My best advice here would be for you to first of all think about if you have a team player on your team. Do you have a community manager? Do you have a VA? Do you have somebody, even a friend, who can go in and have your back a little bit and do the dirty work for you and have the hard conversation for you to say, hey, you know, as a member of this community, so-and-so reached out to me. I'm sorry to call you so-and-so. I just don't want to blow up your confidentiality here. You know, so-and-so reached out to me and she's so grateful for how you've shown up for folks. And she's so grateful for how you've shown up for each other and especially for how you've all shown up for her. But it's all becoming a little too much and it's becoming a little overwhelming. For the sake of her mental health and for the sake of her own well-being, she's asking that we all move along and that we get back to the conversations at hand for which this group was intended, and we certainly both hope you understand. Because the reality is the situation you find yourself in right now is wholly understandable. I totally understand how it happened, both sides of it. Being like, no, I'm not going to lie about one of my worst days ever, and holy crap, now I have to talk ad nauseum about one of my worst days ever. It's an impossible situation, but you did it with the best of intention, and I don't think it's going to surprise anybody. And a community that's loving on you and is showing up for you and is taking care of you is never going to turn its back on you just because you've decided to take a pause to the conversation. And then the other thing is, people are flooding your DMs, and as people are sort of invading your inbox with their stories and their business, of course you don't know what to say. You're still in the weeds. So one of the things that I would do for yourself is draft a letter. And you know what? If you tell me a little bit more about your business, if you want to write back to me and just tell me what it is, I will draft the letter for you. I've always said that if I could have a second business having the hard conversations for people, I would absolutely do that. But unfortunately, it's not a Googleable skill. But if you need some help with this and you just can't do it, just tell me a little bit more about your business and your community and I'll do it. But you can draft basically a copy and paste letter that says, I'm so sorry for the story that you're sharing with me today. I understand that when you hear the stories of other people, it brings up your own experiences. Thank you for telling the story. Unfortunately, though, I'm a little too close to my experience still to be able to talk about it in a way that would be healthy for me or for you. So thank you for offering your support, but unfortunately, I'm going to need to pause the conversation here. If you're finding yourself triggered, if you're finding yourself upset, then I would direct you to. And then I would start to think about people in your own resource network, people who you could talk to. And then at the very least, if you're looking, you know, if you don't know where to send these people, you can always send them to Psychology Today for a reference on how to find a therapist, somebody that can help them with their grief and trauma. There's psychologytoday.org. There's network, I believe it's network health therapy. There's a couple of different therapy listings that you could get and direct people to basically say, like, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being in community with me, but this isn't something I can talk about. The other thing you can do, and I, you know, this was a really effective intervention that I did with one of my clients last year when she kind of found herself in a similar situation, is she used video conferencing software, and she just did a video where she wasn't talking to anybody, so she didn't have to go on live video. She didn't have to, you know, do anything other than talk to her own camera in the privacy of her home with the script that she and I had worked out, and she basically said, said, you know, mea culpa, I share too much. And, you know, and just basically said the message that I shared with you similarly here. And basically just said, listen, like, I'm so grateful for the support, but, you know, this is a conversation I'm not capable of still having. Clearly it's a sign that I'm not ready to return back to work as well. So I'm going to go back to the business of taking care of myself. You know, excuse me. Here's all the like resources within my business for how you can still get help in my absence, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea being that you don't ever have to perform for your group, your community, your email list, your subscribers, anybody again, you can, in the privacy of your own home or office, get yourself really clear on what it is you need your community to know, what you want them to think, and then you can just tell them. You can ask for help. You can accept help. Again, the situation you find yourself here is so familiar to so many people. And I really do think that this is a situation where you could have somebody have the hard conversation for you and you could just escape it entirely. I think sometimes when we make the mess and when we spill the milk, we think it's on us to clean up. But sometimes we're just going to make a bigger mess. The milk is going to end up spreading even farther to the corners of the table and down the counter and onto the floor and all of that because we're too anxious and distracted ourselves to clean it up properly. I want to remind you that you're in a situation right now with a community that has your back. They're reaching out because they feel connected to you. They're reaching out because they care about you. They're reaching out to you on a human to human level. And I think one of the things that might be getting lost in that for you is just the humanity of this. That you're still thinking about this as a business, like, oh my God, what happens if one of my clients messages me and I don't message back? What happens if my client wants my advice and I don't answer the question? What happens? What happens? What I want you to just recognize is you showed your humanity to your community, so they're showing you theirs. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You don't need to think about this from a business strategy perspective. You just can do this from a, like, in your face, matter of fact, like, okay, this is what we did, and this is where we're at. And if you have somebody who can help you with this, if you need my help to draft something for your community, I would more than happily support you with everything you're managing and add a couple of my own words to a couple of sentences and get that thing out for you. So what I would do is really start with self-compassion. Recognize that the need here wasn't for everybody to know. The need was to feel seen and validated. You got the need met in spades, but I think what happened for you is you hadn't yet sort of solidified that for yourself. You didn't know when you were sending that email that you wanted to be seen and that you wanted to be validated and you wanted other people to say that it sucks. And then suddenly they did and you were like, holy hell, I don't know what to do with all of this emotion. So show yourself some compassion because, you know, if you and I were on opposite sides of the mic here, I think you would be telling me the same thing. I think you'd be like, dude, like, this isn't that bad. Like, this is all okay. The worst thing ever is you have a bunch of women who are loving on you, talking about you, cheering you on, and saying thank you, right? So you can see that's true for other people. Just challenge yourself a little bit to hold it for yourself. That this, you know, you have a tribe of people who are coming to ride with you, so let them lift you. And let it be okay if you don't want them to lift you. If you just want to go into the hole and into a corner and cry it out with your people and your tribe who you don't have to be a certain way with, where you don't have to worry about your business. But you did a great job reaching out with me here to ask for help. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is just take it one more step further. In addition to accepting my help, simply here on the show or with an email you'd like me to draft, you know, accept help from a community member or a member of your team who can tell everybody what's going on. You can get that standard copy and paste email out to anybody who messages you or emails you, and you can show yourself compassion. But this isn't a mess. This isn't going to break your business. You feel broken, and that's the lens through which you're looking at everything right now. And it's not always going to feel this bad. What is right now won't always be, but while it is what it is right now, you can be nicer to yourself and you can take care of yourself. And when you're ready to breathe, I know and I trust that you'll find your way. And do let me know if there's anything here that I can help with. Thank you so much for trusting me with such a sensitive thing. I hope it helps. You're going to notice that you sent me this, you sent me this letter, and I bumped it up to the email on the, I bumped it up in the podcast recording so that you could get it as soon as possible. So I certainly hope that that helps and keeps you out of distress at the minimum. Thank you so much for today. I look forward to talking to all of you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.